Satan and his host of demons are out there shooting and killing people with their fiery darts and their arrows. And can it come near you? Not if you're walking obedient to his word. Absolutely not. Let's see what it says in verse 7 and 8. 1,000 shall fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Is that an awesome promise? Numbers, if you're walking in total obedience to God's word, I made a statement. Somebody asked me here a while back, what are you going to do if a nuclear bomb goes off in downtown Dallas? I said, if a nuclear bomb goes off in downtown Dallas, after the blast cures, I'll still be standing right here. Can't touch me. I have no fear. None whatsoever. I asked a friend of mine that the other day. He's my age. And I said, what are you going to do if there's a nuclear bomb? They say that the Muslims have a nuclear bomb in downtown Dallas. I said, what are you going to do if they set it off? He said, if I hear that thing go off and I walk outside and look at that mushroom cloud, I'm just going to take a deep breath and say, Lord, I'm ready to come to the house. I said, well, okay, you may be ready to come to the house, but I ain't. I'm going to stay here and fight the battle. I said, so when the mushroom cloud clears, I'm still going to be standing here. You know, your confession is very important. You know that? If you believe under the new covenant, nothing is impossible with you. Nothing. You don't have to walk in sickness and disease. All you got to do is repent of sin and believe God and pray, just like you did Jenna out there. Although that little girl was sick 8 years until we found that mother's sin. We found that mother's sin, that mother repented, that daddy was right in there with her, and we prayed one little prayer, and a little girl had been sick 8 years, and less than 2 weeks after the confession of sin and the prayer of faith, the little girl has a brand new coat of skin. I mean, now, will God, is he a respecter of persons? No. If he done it for Jenna, who will he do it for?
Anyone.
Any one of us. That's right. He don't love none of us any more than the other. He loves all of us the same. You know, all you got to do is get rid of your sin. God hates sin. Only with your eyes shall you behold and see the reward of the wicked. If you're not walking with Jesus, you're wicked. And you ain't going to be left standing if a bomb goes off. You better be ready for go with Jesus. That's all I got to say. If you ain't ready to be with Jesus, you're going to be in hell in the next breath, the next second. But if you don't know how to walk in faith and you do get blown away, the next breath you'll be in heaven, walking on streets of gold. Is there anything wrong with that?
No.
If I were to have a man that didn't have enough faith and I got blown away and I was a professing Christian, I was totally trusting the Lord, I would be walking along. If a bomb goes off, the next thing I'm doing is walking on streets of gold with the King. Brother, I can't think of nothing better than being with the King. Can you? No. But in the meantime, we've got a battle to fight down here on the earth. We are destined for heaven if we're born again, spirit-filled believers. If we believe this book and believe that Jesus is the only true God, there is no other but Him, and we're not ashamed of Him, we're willing to say He is our Lord and our God, and we stay there and walk with Him, we have heaven as a cinch. We're going to get there. So no fear. He said, here on this earth, we see 1,000 fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but it will not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you behold and see the reward of the wicked. Well, they're going to get theirs, but you're going to see it. I think about the number of men that fought and died back in when they hit Normandy Beach. My brother-in-law was one of those men. He said, you know, I tried to talk to some of the men about Jesus on the way over there, and they were laughing. They didn't want to hear it. They wanted to play cards and cuss and gamble. And don't talk to me about Jesus. He said, they opened the doors of those ships, and we went out. And he said, they began to blow us away. Bombs, he said, they were so ingrained in those mountains and everything. He said, we were dying men. We were being cut in two by machine guns right by your side. And he said, let me tell you, those men that would not talk about Jesus was over in them holes with their hands and their heads down talking to somebody. You know, it kind of changes the way your attitude is about God when you get blowed away. You know that? Some of y'all never been to war. You never been in war, and I'm grateful. But I went to the Vietnam War. And I'll tell you, war ain't no fun. But I fought for America so we'd have freedom. We may have to fight for it again. And if we do, I will. But it looks like it's going to be on our own soil next time. But praise God, whatever. 9 and 10. Because you have made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, your habitation, there shall no evil befall you. Neither shall any plague come near your dwelling place. What kind of a covenant is this? Is it awesome? Do you like this, even the old one, huh? You love it too. I do too. Under the old covenant, which we got a better one. But under the old one, all we had to do was obey the king. He promised no sickness and disease. No devil can come get you. Isn't that amazing? We still got it, yeah. It's still there. 11 and 12. For he shall give his angels charge over you. Ooh, I love that. I love having those angels. I've seen them. I've asked them. They have helped me do many things in my life. To keep you in all your ways, they shall bear thee up in their hands, lest they dash their foot against a stone. You know, I heard a man talk the other day. I don't remember who he was, but he was a preacher, and he was talking about angels, and he said, you know, you can't command an angel to do anything. God sends them, and he gives them rules. I thought, you know, this guy's not had the experiences I've had with angels. I said, I remember, and I love this one. One day, I've had so many experiences with God and angels, but one day we were right down here in this back 50 acres, and I had a big 1,500-pound Brangus bull that had broke through the fence on the other side to get into the cows on this side. Well, I didn't want him in there. So I took my 18-year-old son, high school football player, that was MVP of the year that year, in great shape. I took him down there with me to drive that bull out. Well, we couldn't get that bull out. I even ran into him with my pickup. And he still would not go out. He was not going to leave that herd of cows. I mean, those girls, he wanted in there with them dozen girls, and he was not going back over on the other side of that fence. So finally, my son says, Dad, we're going to have to go get a couple more men, a couple of horses. We ain't going to be able to get this big monster out of here without some horses. I said, son, we got help that you don't know about. What do you mean, Dad? I turned around and said, Father, in the name of Jesus, send me an angel. I said, thank you, Dad. I said, angel, I want you to go over and grab that bull and lead him out of that herd of cows right over there at that fence. And so I'm going to turn him down that fence. I want you to walk him down there, right way down there, about a quarter mile to the end of that fence. Go through that gate I got open. I said, then I'll go down there and close the gate. I said, thank you, Lord. I said, thank you, Father. Thank you for the angels. I said, thank you, angel, for doing it. I said, okay, son, let's get him. He said, what do you mean? I said, come on. We started walking toward the herd of cows, and that bull was standing right in the middle of that herd of cows. His head come up just like this. He walked right out of those cows, right straight to that fence, and about 50 yards behind him, Tim and I was walking. And if we get about halfway down there, about an eighth of a mile, he said, Dad, this is another one of your stories. If I hadn't been here to see this, I would never have believed this. But he got to see it. You have those same angels available to you, A.A. When you do something by faith, he'll do the same thing for you. He don't love you no more than he does me.
Well, that's still happening, my guy, by just Lord.
Amen. Right. You will be amazed what happens when you do that.
Right.
Because that day down there, the Lord sent me an angel. That angel took that big bull right out of that herd of cows. I mean, he just is straight where I pointed my finger to that fence. And then he walked him right down that fence, almost a quarter of a mile, right at the bull, never even looked back. He walked right down that fence, walked right through that gate, walked right on out the pasture, just kept on going. I went there and closed the gate. He never did come back. That's you. Is that why God does everything he does for all of us? Because he loves us and he wants to bless us. That's the God we serve. He does not want to make you sick. He wants you to be well. That's what he paid the price for. He wants you to be well. But he doesn't want you to sin. He does not like lying and all those things. But just like he said here, they shall bear you up in their hands, you shall dash, lest you dash your foot against a stone. Verse 13 and 14. You shall tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon shall you trample underfoot. Of course, here he's talking about spiritual beings. These are Satan and his host of demons that you have power over. If you're walking in obedience to God's word and have no sin, the devil cannot touch you. Isn't that good? You cannot touch you. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. verse 15 and 16, the last two verses in Psalm. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. So if you ever have a need, right there is one of the places you can call the Lord in remembrance of. You can call upon him. He will answer you. And I've done that many times and heard God speak back to me and tell me what I needed to know. So he will do the same thing for you. He will call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With a short life will I satisfy you. Is that what he said? What did he say? With a long life. With a long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. So if you walk in obedience to God's word and do what he says, how long are you going to live? Chances are a long time. In other words, what's a long life? Somebody said, well, gee whiz, you know, 50 years is a long life. No, that's only if you're 13 years old. When you're 13, 50, I remember when I was 15 and my dad was 35. Actually, Dad was 50 when I was 15. He was 35 years older than me. When Dad was 50, I knew he was ancient. He's over the hill, right, Lori? I mean, good 35 years older than me. Good grief. I mean, it's 50 years old. He had one foot in the grave, another on a banana peel. I had no idea what my dad could do at 50. He was a bull horse. I mean, he could work on bulldozers, drive them, do all kinds of stuff. He was a man. You know, but I thought he was old at 50. But when I got 50, Dad was already gone by that time. He died before then. He only lived to be 79 years old. But he was a hard worker. I mean, just like my grandson the other day, Preston, you know, he's just 6 years old. Oh, 7 on Wednesday, huh? Okay, wow. He's really, really going on. The other day we were doing something, I forget what it was, and I was running and doing all kinds of things, and then Tim wanted me to go dove hunting or whatever it was they were doing here a while back. I don't care about going. I don't want to go shooting no doves. I got other things I want to do. And of course Preston wanted to go with Tim, his dad, and he says, Dad, why does Granddad not want to go hunting with us? And he said, well, I guess because he's older, you know. He said, well, why is Granddad so old?
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled, The Lord Will Make Thy Plagues Wonderful, or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.